Hello, everybody. This is KB5JBV. My name is Richard, and I'm the host of Resonant Frequency, the amateur radio podcast. A few weeks ago, I was doing some training on one of our local race-ease nets. When I finished up, a few of the guys here locally said that they would really appreciate to have that particular piece of training I did on spotter safety in some sort of audio format so they could pass it out, hand it around, and everything else. So that's what this is all about. We're going to go ahead and separate that piece of training off and into a separate file and hand it out or make it where it can be handed out. A couple of things. The actual spotter safety segment has no music behind it, so it can be used on the air if necessary or if you would like to. And you are free to make copies and hand this out to folks, put it on your website so it can be downloaded, whatever you want to do with it. The only stipulations are that you may not charge for this audio. And I need you to attribute it to the source, which would be me or Resonant Frequency, the amateur radio podcast. We're covered on Creative Commons 2.5 attribution license. And to find out more about that, go over to www.creativecommons, and you'll be able to see what that's all about. So with that, now that we know how the chips fall, as it were, let's go ahead and move on to this fairly interesting piece on spotter safety. This time, I think we'll talk about storm spotter safety. You know, this time of year in Texas and some of the states located in the central U.S., when I say central, I mean between the East Coast and the West Coast, severe storms are really something that we're concerned about as far as emergency communications. You know, but quite honestly, Oklahoma and Arkansas catch it a lot worse than we do. But we still do have dangerous storms. And in fact, a few days ago here, we had a long-lived storm that lasted about 4 hours and started off with spinning off a tornado down around Breckenridge and was still acting up when it got up to Denison close to the Oklahoma border. And it was really a mess. Something else is that I had someone tell me that they would really like to have a copy of this particular piece of training that I did on one of the race-ease nets a couple weeks back, simply because it is the time of year that we are primarily concerned with storms in this area. And the information that I found was for the training was really informative. So I'm going to go this time around. I'm going to give you all this piece of training that I dug up off of the National Weather Service website up in Norman, Oklahoma. I don't normally do segments like this, but I intend on passing this segment around out around here locally also. So here we go. Spotter safety, your number one priority. Accurate and timely spotter reports are critical to your local community and to the National Weather Service. However, your first priority as a storm spotter is to stay safe. Severe storms present a number of hazards, any of which could lead to injury or death if you are not extremely careful. Depending on whether you are spotting from your vehicle or from a fixed location, like a home or business, there are hazards you need to be aware of and plan for when you're observing storms. Mobile spotter safety concerns. Mobile spotters, those who observe storms from their vehicle or from a position other than their home or business, In many communities, spotters have assigned observation locations. When spotters are activated, they go to their designated spot and observe and report weather conditions. Some mobile spotters stay mobile during the storm and attempt to move along with the storm to maintain a view of the action area and report any changes as the storm progresses. Note, the National Weather Service does not condone, endorse, or recommend storm chasing. It is a dangerous practice and should not be attempted. As a mobile spotter, there are important safety considerations you should think about. The following is a partial list of hazards you may face as a mobile spotter. Being on the road. Even on a sunny day with no storms, driving a vehicle on a public roadway can be dangerous. Boy, I can tell you, especially here in DFW. When you add storms with heavy rain, gusty winds, hail, blowing dust, etc., the danger increases dramatically. To stay safe as a mobile spotter, keep these things in mind. Always spot with a partner. This allows the driver to focus on the road while the passenger watches the sky. This also provides an extra set of eyes to keep an eye on rapidly changing situations. Now, for some of us that have been doing this for a while, back when we didn't get as much lead time as we do nowadays, it was impossible, unless your partner lived with you, to take a partner. But nowadays we have plenty of lead time, so I'm going to change that, at least in my opinion, to whenever possible, spot with a partner. Because there will be times when you just can't make that happen. Watch for water on the road. Hydroplaning is a serious threat for drivers, and it doesn't take much rain to cause roads to become slick and hazardous. Now, because of the composition of the tires that we use, they vary greatly. If you get a tire that grabs the road really well, it's made of softer rubber, so it doesn't last as long. If you buy one that will last you longer, then the rubber is not as soft, and it has a tendency to hydroplane more. And I'm adding my own comments. Really don't want to just read y'all a list of information. Obey traffic laws. Speeding, parking too close to the edge of the road, and making sudden turns and stops on unfamiliar roads all spell trouble. Watch out for the other guy. Severe storms in the plains often draw a crowd of onlookers, from casual observers to organized groups of storm chasers. Be extra careful when stopping to view a storm, making sure to pull completely off roadways and keeping an eye out for traffic, even in places where you would never expect to see traffic. Make sure your vehicle is ready for action. A well-maintained vehicle with a full tank of gas is crucial for the mobile spotter's safety and success. You darn sure don't want to be have a storm or bearing down on you and run out of gas. Another consideration is lightning. All thunderstorms produce lightning, and people are killed and injured each year by lightning. Storm spotters may put themselves at risk from lightning by being in the open, being on a hill or high spot for better visibility, parking or standing next to metal fences or underneath power lines, standing close to camera tripods, or using radio equipment attached to antenna. Well, we really can't afford avoid the last one. Remember that lightning typically provides no warning. The first strike that you see may be the last. Follow these basic lightning safety guidelines. Avoid being the tallest object and stay away from other tall objects, like trees, power lines, that kind of stuff. Don't stand close to fences or power lines. Even though you may not be in an area of frequent lightning can travel a considerable distance along these pathways. What that means is a lightning strike on a power line miles away could propagate down the power line and get you anyway. I would assume it's the same way with long runs of fences. We have a lot of long runs of barbed wire fence here in Texas, and I can imagine that lightning does a real good job about propagating down those. As mentioned before, you should not wait for some type of warning. Hair standing on end, sounds on AM radio, or other kind of radio equipment. Before taking shelter from lightning. The first strike from a storm could be the one that gets you. Treat lightning with respect and stay in a protected area when lightning is in the area. CPR training is an excellent idea for all mobile storm spotters. Remember that a person struck by lightning carries no residual charge, and CPR could save their life. Now, let me clarify that real quick. Just because somebody gets zapped doesn't mean that they're going to be hot. So, don't be afraid to administer CPR if you are so trained. Okay, the storm. If a mobile storm spotter is well trained, experienced, and knowledgeable about severe storm structure and behavior, they can usually avoid becoming a victim of the storm itself. However, the environment in and near a severe storm can change dramatically in a short period of time. And these changes can catch you by surprise. These basic tips can help you stay safe. Avoid the intense areas of the storm. This seems obvious, but each year spotters, for one reason or another, make decisions that place them in the core of a dangerous storm. Storm chasers call this core punching. And it's a very dangerous practice for a number of reasons. First, you may drive into very large hail, which can damage your vehicle and injure you. Second, you could drive right into the path of a tornado with very little time to react. And finally, the core of the storm is a dangerous place with low visibility, heavy rain, and violent winds. And let me tell you, back when I first started, I had no problem with punching core. I found myself up close and personal several times. And it wasn't unusual for me to watch one come in, watch it go across, and then drive like crazy down the highway to get out in front of it again. I wouldn't do it now. I got better sense. And I had to replace more than one windshield. Also, you know, this particular section talks about being knowledgeable about storms. There's one fella I know that in this last round of storms, that long-lived storm a few days ago, he ended up out going up the wrong highway and had a funnel pass right in front of him less than a half a mile away. So you really have to be careful. Keep your head on a swivel. When observing a storm, it is easy to lose focus and become fixated on some feature you're watching. You know, like you're sitting there watching a hail shaft or inflow or something. Anyway, you should maintain awareness of what's going on all around and always be mindful of a surprise event. This points out the importance of spotting with a partner. They can be an extra set of eyes and ears to help you stay safe. Always have an escape route in mind. And this is something we press here with our local RACES and ARES units. Always have an escape route. Mobile spotters should always plan an emergency escape route that will take them out of harm's way should the storm change direction or otherwise threaten them. Determining that escape route requires a great deal of knowledge about the storm's movement and behavior. A detailed set of current maps of your spotting area is a critical part of a mobile spotter's toolbox. But be mindful of the fact that roads sometimes change before maps do. and they may not reflect reality in every case. Always have you a couple of ways out. Don't get yourself hemmed up where you have no place to go. Never drive into areas where water covers the road. This is especially true when you cannot be certain how deep the water is. Many people die each year by driving into flooded areas and drowning in their vehicles. Find another safer route. And in fact, I talk to Gary Woodall over at the Weather Service from time to time, and he tells me that the Weather Service is truly concerned because more people die from flooding, and most of it is Darwin Award grade material. Dry, you know, some old boy in his 4x4 thinks he can get across a flooded road and ends up upside down and nowhere to go. The next one is, you know, keep your engine running, especially when operating close to a severe storm. You don't want to find out you have a vehicle problem as a violent storm bears down on you. You know, that, it doesn't just happen in the movie, y'all. When it's time to go, if you jump in your car and turn the key, that car could not start. And it doesn't matter if it's a well-maintained vehicle or what. It could just not be happening for you at that particular time. And that would be bad. Okay, be cautious at night. Now, this one's apparently a no-brainer, but, you know, there's people who don't pay attention. Obviously, it is more dangerous to deal with something you cannot clearly see. Storms at night present special problems for spotters, and you should be extremely cautious when observing storms after dark. Lord, I know that, especially around here, we've got so much light pollution that it's nighttime, all the lights are on at businesses and stuff. It's even hard to see what's going on with the storm when it's backlit by lightning. You still have a hard time seeing what's going on. So be extra cautious at night. Okay. So let's move on to fixed spotter concerns. When it comes to being safe, storm spotters who observe storms from fixed locations have some advantages, but also some disadvantages as compared to mobile spotters. Fixed spotters may have access to shelter and will not be exposed to the elements and all the hazards that mobile spotters face. However, there are instances when mobile spotters might be able to get out of the path of a dangerous storm while fixed spotters cannot. Fixed spotters should be mindful of all the hazards of a severe storm can bring, including lightning, large damaging hail, violent straight line winds, torrential rains, and tornadoes. And just like everyone, fixed spotters should have a severe weather safety plan for wherever they may be. Remember these basic safety guidelines. Tornado safety: get underground or into a safe room or basement if possible. If none of these are available, get on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, putting as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Avoid windows, doors, outside walls. Cover your head and body to protect yourself from deadly flying debris. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. And let me touch on that real quick. I got two things to say. Used to work at a lube shop over in southeast Dallas. And that particular area of town did experience some high winds and that kind of stuff at one point. And we even got to take cover notice from one of the local radio stations at the time. And where we were lucky was we had a downstairs area where the actual tech drained the oil and that kind of stuff. So we all bailed off in there just as quickly as we could till the storm passed. Here in my own home, the way it's designed, most of the rooms face to the outside walls. Luckily, the hallway is centrally located, and at each end of the hallway, there's at least two walls between the hallway and outside. At the far end, there's the same situation, and on either side of the hallway, there are at least two walls between the outside and the hallway. So, should I need to take cover in my own home, the hallway's the logical spot. Plus, it's easy to drag sofa cushions, mattresses off the bed, that kind of stuff for covering up with. We had one guy here in Texas during one of the storms back in the 90s that took cover in his bathroom, pulled a mattress over himself while he was in the bathtub, and continued to give spotter reports while a tornado was ripping his house to shreds. So you can protect yourself if you get yourself in the right space, right place. But we're running long, so let me get on with it. Lightning safety. Stay away from doors and windows. Avoid using electrical appliances and stay away from plumbing fixtures. All of these are pathways for lightning. Stay off the telephone, especially corded phones. And cordless phones are not as bad, but they still are radio transmitters, transceivers, so y'all have to keep that in mind as much as possible. Hail and wind safety. Severe thunderstorms can produce destructive hail and damaging winds, even without a tornado. Follow the tornado safety rules, especially when the storm contains very large hail and violent winds. Okay, that's pretty much the end of that particular bit of information. The last part about the damaging winds. This year already, we've had straight line downbursts clocked at over 90 miles an hour. And we're just now getting into our peak months. This month is a peak, and next month is a peak, and for the most part, they diminish somewhat after that. But oh, lucky us, then we start looking at hurricane season. So, y'all remember some of these tips. Try and keep yourself safe. And one thing I would suggest is go ahead and pass this segment. If you don't pass the whole podcast out, pass this segment out to your RACES, ARES, and MCOM people at your local level. Because this piece of information could definitely save a life. You know, here locally, we're real strong on making sure our spotters are safe. We won't even shut down a net until we make sure everybody's back home safely. Now, if y'all would like to go grab a printed copy of this, you can pick that up at www.srh.noaa.gov. Looks like O-U-N, Oscar Uniform November, / storm spotting. And it ought to be off in that area. So I hope that's something y'all can use. And with that, this is KB5JBV from Resonant Frequency and $73 to all y'all out there. Andy, WY5B, for the inspiration for this special episode. We'd like to thank the National Weather Service for the information presented in this episode. We'd like to thank Dave Jurgensen for the music in this episode. You can find Dave over at Magnatunes and a bunch of other good stuff too. If you'd like to find out more about Resonant Frequency, the amateur radio podcast, you can go on over to kb5jbv.blogspot.com and take a look around. Or if you have any comments, suggestions, I'd like to hear if you use this also. If you use this particular special episode, go ahead and send us an email at kb5jbv.gmail.com. Put your hands on my Bible. And with that, we'll go ahead and sail off into the sunset for this special episode, and we'll catch up with y'all next time.